This is the sixth small group discussion with Jay Krishnamurti and Gushta, 1965.
I mean, it seems to me that as we were saying last time, everything is very clear until we come to the question of time.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, in talking with Alan last night, it became clear that the concept of time is not only confused in psychology, but also it is confused technically and scientifically. In other words, philosophically, that this concept has always been confused. It has always been the source of the major scientific problems. And the difficulty may be partly not merely because we are in confusion in the search for pleasure, which gives rise to psychological time, but also because in discussing the case, we confuse the legitimate domain of time with the illegitimate domain, because the legitimate domain itself is not clear in our minds. You see, so the issue may not be entirely emotional. It may be partly a lack of clarity of the concept of time itself as we use it functionally. And I thought I would explain for a few minutes what were the major difficulties, which I think have turned up in our discussion. You see, that the first difficulty goes back thousands of years to Zeno. You may have heard of it, Zeno's paradox, that if something is moving, it occupies a series of positions. And while it occupies a position, how can it be moving? You see, that this is an ancient paradox which has never really been resolved. People have really found ways around it for practical purposes. But still, from the point of view of understanding, it is always there.
Quiet.
Now, since that time, also the theory of relativity has brought about a major change in our notion of time. Before that, people thought of time as absolute, so the same for all observers. One moment now, which spreads through the universe, to be followed by the next moment, a series of moments, which are universal. Now, this was questioned by Einstein, and he said that he showed that the fastest connection between any two events is by the speed of light, by an action at the speed of light, and that any two events not connected by such an action, the word now is meaningless as applied to them. You see, that if we take a distant star, light takes 1,000,000,000 years to reach us. What it is now, in the usual sense, means nothing, whereas we can only know what it was when light left. But now this is very interesting, because when Einstein was 16 years old, he asked himself this question: what would happen if I move with the light ray, and we're looking in the mirror? He says, if you look in the mirror, the light will never reach the mirror. You will never see anything. Now, this paradox, and when this was followed through later as he grew older and worked out the theory of relativity, you can see that to any object that moves with a light ray, there is no time and no space. That is, if we say a light ray starts 1,000,000,000 years ago and reaches here, nevertheless, time is relative, so that observers moving at different speeds, time has a different rate. And moving at the speed of light, there is no time, but also between the source, space also changes, so that between the source and the receiver, there's no space. But nevertheless, there is an order of existence. And when you put several light rays together going this way and that way, then you begin to make time and space. So in a sense, the light ray, which is not time and space, contains the germ of time and space by means of a combination of light rays. Now, this really is not fully understood, I mean, at present in science, but I'm saying that this is the situation. Now, which reminded me to some extent of some of the things you were saying. You see, that to the observer who was fixed, light appears to be in time, but to the light ray itself, light is not in time. Now, you see, what I was saying, that you were looking at the flower and saying, there's no time. But say, I was looking at you and saying, you're taking time to say it. So, therefore, there was time, and I said there was time, and you said there was no time, you see. So we have to understand that, you see. Then the other issue which arose was that, is there a flow? You see, I say, to me...